And welcome to a very special milestone in the journey of Borat Club. Ryan, we have watched Borat now 30 times. The big 3-0.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Have we really?
30 times we have watched Borat.
You know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. It's been a long few months.
Yes.
It is going to be yet a longer few months, I believe.
Yeah.
And at this point, I don't even fucking pay attention. You say it's time to watch Borat. I show up. I watch Borat. And we talk about Borat. And that's... Not to peek behind the curtain too much here, but before we recorded, you did send me an Etsy listing for appears to be a crocheted Garfield like banana hammock, essentially, right?
Yeah.
The listing itself is from Jane Crochet Stuff. It's $32.30 in USD. The name of the listing here is Men Thongs Erotic Underwear Lingerie Crochet Handmade Jockstraps Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
It does note that it is low in stock. There are only 3 left. Now, I'm scrolling down here, and I did just have to see a full frontal nudity picture of somebody posing with a rabbit cock sock. Like, this is not censored at all on Etsy. Like, it is entirely... like bare thighs, balls out, bottom part of the shaft.
Jesus
with
Christ.
With this knitted rabbit on top. So
wow.
No one else reviewing stuff on this has been so bold. This is fucking me up now that I'm looking at it, and the worst part about it is that's not even why I brought this up. Like, that's not even the reason I was going to talk about this. I was going to save this for like the end of the show, but my brain feels like a fried egg this week, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about it anyway.
All right.
We've watched Borat 30 times, and that has been enough times for me to dig into the Etsy results for Borat. Now, I know we've kind of done stuff like this before. I think we've done like very cursory searches for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But what really killed me at the beginning of this is that there is a fucking Etsy store for $2.99 selling a Borat themed printable download called "This Is My Wi-Fi." So what it is it's like a children's coloring book illustration of Borat with his thumbs up that says "This is my Wi-Fi," and then it has a space where you can write in your network and password. Now, I will link this to you, but I do have to ask, wouldn't it just be my Wi-Fi, not "this is my Wi-Fi," if you were doing the "this my wife," right? Like, I don't think he ever says, well, maybe he does say "this is my wife" at the beginning.
Maybe.
Where he's introducing his wife. "This is my wife, Oxana. She's a boring."
Yeah.
But I got really excited because I thought this was a custom whiteboard that this person was selling, and if it was, I was going to consider buying it.
Yeah, I feel like them having like "this is my Wi-Fi," like using that expression ruins the joke, right? Whereas,
yeah,
you know, I do like the little drawing that they've done of Borat, though. I think it's a pretty decent rendition of him, although his mustache does kind of look like a turd in this image.
Yeah, the mustache is definitely hard to get right. I'm gonna agree with you on there. So I am still looking for Etsy stuff here. There are only 2 pages. I will say that there are only 2 pages of Borat merchandise, 66 listings. Some of them not even actually related to Borat, but I do have 4 other selections here.
All right,
so I was going to ask, do we want to talk about the movie and see if we have anything to say about that? Or do we want to go ahead and go through these Etsy listings?
Well, let's go through these while we're doing it, you know, and we can come back to the movie. We can circle around.
Yeah, we've talked about this movie quite enough,
I think. I mean, you know.
So I will go through here and go, I think, from least impact to most impact here, and I will send all of them to you.
Now, so, the fact that you're, like, saying least to most impact makes me really scared that, like, the last one is going to just, like...
It's going to rock your world.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I cannot stress enough. the last thing I have here is literally going to change your life. So,
oh God! All right.
So first off, I have a pretty simple one, pretty low ball. This comes in from Etsy user Foggish, who is selling Borat gift tag set, Valentine's gift tag set, funny Valentine's gift wrap, boyfriend gift tag, girlfriend gift, congratulations gift tags.
Okay.
And what they are selling here is a pink, neon pink gift tag that you can buy in a set of 1, 2, 3, or 4 at $5.09 USD each. And on this particular pink gift tag is what appears to be sort of like an MS Paint trace version of Borat here. Kind of similar to the This Is My Wi-Fi one, except in sort of the flat colors. And right, it looks a lot scarier.
Yeah, I think because, like, this one really gets, like the fold in his neck and chin area, I think that really makes it, like, sinister. Because it's like where, you know, if you, like, lower your head down, like, as you smile or whatever, you know, it kind of, like, does that with, like, the creases or whatever in your skin. Like, so it just makes him look crazy. I do like the color scheme of the pink and the blue here. I think it goes well together nice. I think, I think the suit is not black, which is good. You know, the hair looks good. I think again, it's a pretty decent rendition of Borat here.
It's a pretty decent rendition of Borat. I do, the pink sort of gives it kind of like a Miami Vice feel.
Yeah,
which I kinda
it does.
Like.
Yeah, it really has that.
It does seem like Borat is wearing a piano key tie. I don't think he wears that particular tie in the movie. Maybe that's a De Ali G show exclusive.
Oh, he is. That's a good spot. I would not have put... Yeah.
Yeah. The other kicker here is that there is no text on this tag. It is just Borat. Buying a blank Borat tag. So you do have to kind of come up with your own clever, sort of pithy response when you're buying this particular tag. So next up, our next thing here comes from Party and Wrap on Etsy.
Okay.
This is Borat Fancy Dress Card Mask Birthday Events Party Celebration Celebrity.
Oh, I don't like the name of this alone.
No, very unfortunate. This one comes with two sort of things that I will point out before I describe the product itself.
Okay.
First of all, we have the description here, which says, Borat Fancy Dress Card Mask Birthday Events Party Celebration Celebrity. Join the latest craze and become a celebrity for the night. This life-size face mask comes with eye holes and elastic fastening and gets ready to ship in one business day from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Now, Etsy does also offer a disclaimer on this product, which sells for $5.14 USD, and says, items sold on Etsy, such as masks and hand sanitizers, aren't medical grade. Etsy sellers cannot make medical or health claims. So, unfortunately, Borat Fancy Dress Card Mask Birthday Events Party Celebration Celebrity will not protect you from airborne pathogens.
Okay, that's a shame.
Now, it is a shame. It is a shame. I'd love to go out wearing this mask, because this mask seems to be almost like a rigid death mask of Sacha Baron Cohen. What we are looking here is a man who is completely manic, and I think in sort of the final states of rigor mortis.
Oh God!
They have cut out his eyeballs to give him sort of a terrifying, dead-eyed Zardoz kind of look, I think, and I will go ahead and send this to you in the Discord so you can get a good look at Borat Fancy Dress Card Mask Birthday Events Party Celebration Celebrity.
Oh, Jesus. It's like, with the, like, white background and, like, his eyes cut out, he just looks like like a monster, like he's about to like I feel like he's staring like a hole through my through me, you know.
He definitely knows something. He definitely is charging some kind of a beam, maybe an area of effect attack. Who can say?
Now, what's interesting is that this appears to be a mask that is the same face as the drawing on the tags.
Oh, like it's good catch. Good catch.
So it's the same expression. And honestly, I think I prefer the drawing version of him here rather than this very, very terrifying mask. This is... I feel like I'm going to have a nightmare about...
It's pretty bad.
It's gruesome.
It's pretty bad. Now, I'm glad that you prefer the cartoon representations of Borat Nile.
Because yeah,
our next item on BSN, the Borat Shopping Network, brings us in contact with yet another cartoon representation of everybody's favorite Kazaki. So, tell me, Nile... Uh-huh. Surely you are familiar with the particular brand of characters. They're little, fun, colorful, round people, and they have names like Mr. Sunshine, Mr. Happiness, Mr. Gloom, that kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like the little, they're the kind of little characters that you would see in like office mugs for women over 40. They're kind of like little representations of, I guess, emotions. I'm looking up the Google. Okay, here we go. So
I can't say this is really ringing a bell for me. I like as you were describing it, I thought I was like thinking of like a like kids book series from like years ago, but like as you've gone on describing it, I'm like, no, that's not them.
So now I am trying to find them on Google, and I'm having a lot of problems tracking these dudes down. But it's like Here we go. I think I found it. Mr. Men and Little Mrs.
Mr. Men,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Mr. Men. Yes,
see, okay. I knew you would have some kind of idea. So I'm looking at the stamp images. We have Mr. Happy, Little Miss Naughty, Mr. Bump, Little Miss Sunshine, Mr. Grumpy, Little Miss Princess, Mr. Strong, and Little Miss Christmas. So that's 8 classic characters from the Mr. Men franchise. But Niall, I think they've forgotten one. Oh, is the God. Problem here.
Oh boy, here we go.
I think they have forgotten the most important character in the Mr. Men franchise that comes to us from Dre Clothing and Gift, who's selling Mr. Borat mug, funny Borat mug design, great gift. Now, I will say, Niall, the psychic damage that this image will deal you when I put this in the Discord will be noticeable.
And this isn't even the worst one, right? Like, the next one after this is even worse, so I can't imagine.
It depends. I would say this is maybe the worst one visually, but it is not the most tremendous piece of content. This is not tremendous, but...
Okay.
This is terribly funny. This is a terribly funny image on this Etsy, and I think you will immediately understand why as soon as I send it to you, because they have made these mugs customizable, which means that the image of this mug just says Mr. Borat name on the Etsy.
Oh my God. Okay, so let me try and describe this. Right. So if you know, I assume people sort of, you can look up Mr. Men for like the general aesthetic of what these things look like, and it sort of looks like if you took Mr. Potato Head,
yes,
you made him a Mr. Men, and then you gave him Borat's hair and the mankini.
Yes, but also, he's wearing, like, disco sunglasses?
He is, yeah. Like, very 70s sunglasses.
This is a lot. This is a lot, especially considering that they tried to shape a bulge onto the mankini.
Oh, they did. That's gross.
Yeah.
And like this whoever drew this like didn't even do a like good job of it, because it's like not like it's like not symmetrical, you know, at all. It's like just a weird shape. It's like weirdly lumpy. It's just like,
yeah, they're really capturing the Mr. Min aesthetic, except apparently. Not at all.
Yeah.
So I know you all want a mug that says Mr. Borat with your name at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta want to know, you're all asking, Ryan, Niall, how much does the Mr. Borat mug, funny Borat mug design great gift cost? And well, let me tell you. You can buy this without the name personalization for $7.71 USD. If you want to pop your name on this bad boy, have Mr. Borat with your name on the bottom, that's going to cost you a cool $9, which, all things considered, Niall, not particularly expensive, this mug.
Yeah,
not a high-priced item.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think a mug is really that expensive. This is, like, for me, it's listed as $6.97 and $8.13 in euros. Mm. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's, I might say, slightly on the expensive side for what I would be willing to pay for Mr. Borat name mug. But it's not the worst deal we've ever seen, you know?
No, certainly not. It does ship from the United Kingdom, though. So I do get the feeling I'd be paying like the same price to get it over here in shipping.
Oh yeah.
But I will be honest, Niall, I would love to have a Mr. Borat mug. I don't even think I need my name on it. I just want the like plain Mr. Borat.
What if you get it like without name and it just comes as Mr. Borat name? Like
that would be even funnier. Maybe I would personalize it and I would just put name as the personalization and have it print Mr. Borat name.
God, isn't your birthday coming up soon?
It's July 20th. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Don't speak too soon though. Because, Niall, our two items today on the Borat Shopping Network are two absolute showstoppers. We've seen a lot of convenient items, seen a lot of household items. We've seen a mug, tags, really sort of like everyday, you know, good items that you're going to use in your day-to-day Borat-laden routine, right? Maybe you don't want an everyday Borat item. Maybe you want a Borat item that's going to make you king fuck of Borat Mountain, and you're to make a statement.
I am ready to make a statement, Ryan. I feel like this whole podcast has been a statement, and so I'm very ready to make another one.
You're ready to make a statement, Niall, which is why you're ready to spend $225 USD on Borat Mosaic.
Ooh, let's see this.
What we are looking at here is sold by Boob Ross by Shea. So that's an interesting Etsy name. They are selling three items, the Borat Mosaic, Collage Iguana, and Abstract Spill Art, based in Las Vegas, Nevada. The piece we are looking at here today is Borat Mosaic. It is Borat holding two Kazakhstan flags in either hand, smiling, while there are just flames behind him. I assume the flames of chaos, flames of hell. Mm. The dimensions on this piece are 22 inches high by 26 inches wide, so fairly sizable, and it is a depth of 1 inch and is ready to hang. So let me go ahead and send you Borat Mosaic, Niall.
Sure.
And tell me if you're ready to hang this proudly in your home. I think this is a really incredible piece.
Now, before I comment on the artwork here that I'm looking at, are you intentionally doing the Art 1992 voice when you're...
A little bit.
Good. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's just a very easy voice to kind of slip into when you're doing a bit about buying paintings on the internet.
Yeah, I think so. Now, this mosaic,
it's good. It's great.
It is.
It's fantastic. You
know, it's got a quality to it that you know, it's slightly off in like a way that like you want your art to be. You know, it's not perfect. You know, it's a little, it almost kind of looks a little damaged in spots, which really I think is, you know, very very fitting for Borat. You know, it's a little off kilter, a little off center here. You know,
there's a very chaotic essence to this piece.
There is, yeah, and you know, I think, yeah, I think this is truly a stellar piece here, and really, I think at the price of €211.19, this is a you know, tremendous value here. You know, I could easily see this going for, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. You know, this is a real, this is art, Ryan. This is art, Niall.
And this is true art. As such, we do have a statement from the artists themselves.
Uh-huh.
This is a mosaic I made of Borat. It is mounted to a canvas and ready to hang. The mosaic pieces are made of painted paper and construction paper.
Interesting.
The pieces were hand glued over a 3-month period. This is a labor of love, Niall.
It truly is. Like, I struggle to think of too many things that I have done for 3 months that have been as pointless as making a Borat mosaic, other than, you know, a Borat podcast, but you know, like, I admire this woman's dedication to her craft. I think she has done a tremendous job here. You know, she has very, like, I cannot imagine the amount of effort that must have gone in, especially to, like, his like suit jacket, because she has to, like, alternate colors. You know,
yes.
Like, just the entire thing, just, you know, it just screams that, you know, a real labor of love, a real passion project. And yeah, I would if I had €200, I would probably spend it in a much better way than this.
But, well, now don't speak too soon, Niall, because we still have one more item on the docket tonight.
Oh, we do.
This next item, I think you're really going to love.
Oh.
Now, you're talking about labors of love. We're talking about art. We're talking about roughly in the neighborhood of $200 euro to USD. Niall, I am very proud to present our final item on tonight's installment of the Borat Shopping Network. This is being sold by Cochina Nasty on Etsy, who has had 6 sales to date.
Great name.
The title of this piece, which I'm sure you are dying to know, My Wife, Borat Movie, Wrestling, Fight Scene, Watercolor Painting, with Azamat Bagatov and Borat, $200 USD. Let me pop this bad boy in the chat for you.
Oh my god.
Folks, let me just tell you, this is the cream of the crop. This is, you cannot get any better than this. The height of this painting, 9 inches, width 12 inches, description: it's been long enough now that Borat lines are funny again. Try it. My Wife, it feels good, right? Get on the Borat nostalgia bandwagon with this watercolor of the famous wrestling fight scene between Borat Sagdiev and his manager Azamat Bagatov.
Good
Two
Lord.
Hairy nude men grappling hand-to-hand over petty BS. Gorgeous, gem-like watercolor pigments. Sacha Baron Cohen's expression of joy and hate. Buy this for the bro in your life who never gave up on My Wife. Watercolor painting on thick white paper.
Jesus Christ, Ryan, you weren't lying. This is
tremendous. Astounding.
I feel like people must have felt back when they saw the Mona Lisa for the first time, you know. as much as I take umbrage with the statement that Borat lines are funny again,
well, yeah.
Everything else, you know, is just... So this is the moment in the fight where Azamat grabs Borat by the balls, and then Borat sort of leans over to bite his nipple, Azamat's nipple. So we're sort of like right before Borat chomps down on Azamat here. And I think, you know, the expression of pain and pleasure on Borat's face, the sort of the fury and the sort of bewilderment mixture that shows on Azamat's visage here is just spectacular. This artist did a wonderful job on the hair here, I really feel like, because I feel like that's what all these fan artists get wrong about Borat. Whereas I think this, like, his hair just looks spectacular. Azamat's looks terrible, and that's exactly how it should. You know, the detail on Azamat's body is just spectacular. You know, it really does feel like our favorite scene in the movie is being, you know, given a new light and a new life here in this watercolor painting.
Absolutely, Niall. This is an incredible piece. Listen, if I had $200 on hand and there weren't much more important causes to spend my money on right now, I would absolutely purchase the My Wife Borat movie wrestling fight scene watercolor painting with Azamat Bagatov and Borat. This is like, I don't even know what to say about this, Niall. You're right. It's the human nature of these bodies in motion, these expressions, the tasteful, abstract nature of the painting, choosing only to show the television and the lamp in the background. Kachina Nasty has really, I would say, captured the essence of the film with this here. It almost looks like, with their facial expressions, like you said, the pleasure and pain, they're sharing a moment of agony, but at the same time, they almost appear to be laughing. It's a very ambiguous take on the subject material. It's very affirming, I would say. Mm. In this moment, these two men hold great anger in their hearts, but they are also filled with a zeal for life that is very hard to come by in paintings of this subject.
Right. It's the agony and the ecstasy, you know, all rolled into one here. A beautiful and revealing look into human relationships, into, you know, the macho construct of male-dominated society in the West. You know, it's just truly a wonderful piece here. And, like, genuinely, I actually think this is a pretty good painting.
It is! It is! It's a good painting! I'm dead serious. Like, if I was able to, and, you know, maybe later down the line, if this thing is still for sale, maybe I will. I would purchase this. Like, I would actually purchase this. I'll be completely real. Yeah. But like I said, there are much more important things right now to spend money on than a $200 Borat painting.
Yeah. I would happily commission this artist to do us a watercolor of him walking into that hotel looking like he shit himself. I feel like I could show this image to, you know, like my old art professors or whatever from college, and they'd be like, oh yeah, you know, and they'd like have some kind of bullshit that they'd say about it or whatever. You know, I feel like this is a genuinely talented person who has made this. And what's her name? Kachina Nasty. You know, much respect to Kachina Nasty, because this is fucking great.
Like, yeah, they have some other paintings of like various pieces of different subject matter. They've done a painting of Bat Boy from Weekly World News. They've done a screen cap from one of the Rambo movies.
Interesting.
They've done the woman with three titties from Total Recall. So a very interesting canon of work, I would say. But I think the emotion of this this Borat piece is just too strong to deny.
Yeah, and you know, not to derail things here by talking about another movie that we love, but I'm just thinking what it would look like if this person did the watercolor of Wesker sitting behind that desk in the Oval Office.
Oh my God. Niall, I may have to get in contact with this person once I have some more money to throw around, because I would die. Like, I have no idea. To own a painting of Wesker sitting behind the fucking White House desk, that would be heaven on earth. Let's be honest.
It really would. Oh, so I think that's it for the Borat Shopping Network for this
week.
I think it is.
I don't think there's anything else nearly as funny that I saw on Etsy. So I do think we're just going to have to leave it at that for the time being.
Okay.
Do we have any fucking anything at all to say about our viewing of the film this week?
Kind of, and it kind of comes back around to, you know, how we got on this Etsy kick, because we were talking, or you mentioned that I had sent you the Garfield dick sock or whatever, because yeah. we were talking about how like, we were wondering if when Borat, like, burns the Baywatch book, if, like, Baywatch collectors had... ...had gotten mad about it, and I went looking about Baywatch collectors, and that somehow led to Garfield collectors and Garfield cock rings, which brought us to that, which brought us to Borat. So everything is cyclical in a lot of ways, I guess. But it does bring me back to the point, you know, that Garfield thing is crocheted, and as we talked about, Borat produces a sack towards the end of the movie, which he has made himself, in which he's going to capture Pamela Anderson. And, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about how, you know, that speaks to a skill that Borat has that we've never really talked about or delved into before. You know, he's a skilled sewer. You know, he knows how to make things, you know, like, he's not just a useless racist who's running around saying awful things. Like, he is a craftsman of sorts, in a way.
Yeah, maybe in another brighter world, Borat would have become Kazakhstan's, like, most well-known craftsperson instead of being a weirdo who takes pictures of people on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think what else we talked about, because I honestly, like, if I'm being honest, I don't remember half of the screening this week.
No, no, certainly not.
I think we've both been a little just worn out by things going on at the moment. We did talk about how the infamous shot of him taking a shit outside Trump Tower, you know, we've mentioned it a lot of times before, how that scene has aged well and, like, has looped back around to being funny, but I feel like this week we were both like, it's just, like, grim and, like...
It's very grim. It's very grim, Niall, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
we are in quite the situation over here. I will take the time to say that if you are out there on the streets, God bless, please be careful.
Yeah,
you know, please. Do what you can, but please stay safe. I am with y'all. I mean, I would say we're both with everyone 100% on this podcast. Yeah, I don't care for fucking political and Borat Club. Like, who gives a fuck?
I mean, we've been political before, you know.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah. All fucking cops, get them off the streets. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know, donate if you can. There are plenty of organizations that could use the help right now. We are but a humble Borat podcast on the internet, but it is extremely important to make your voice heard right now if at all possible.
Yeah,
help out however you can, and a big part of that is donating. So, you know, check that stuff out, and please be careful.
Yeah, I retweeted a post earlier today that was, you know, sharing some links of I think it was Reclaim the Block and a few others. So yeah, if you have the means, please donate. Yeah. And you know, we're not the people here to speak on these issues from, like, an experience standpoint, but we're 100% behind the people who are suffering, and, you know, solidarity with everybody out there. So
absolutely, take all the money you're going to spend. I know y'all are going to spend on the Borat merchandise.
Yeah,
take that money and put it into something that matters.
Tuck
away that $200. I guarantee you, no one's going to fucking buy that painting. It'll be there. You know, take that $200, donate it, come back to it. It'll be there, I promise. If some rich person who can donate, you know, who can spend $200 right now to buy a fucking Borat painting is thinking about it, don't, first of all. Just donate it. Just take it and put it somewhere that matters. Anyway, yeah, it's a part of this movie that hits different every week, and I think this week especially, it set the tone for this viewing as a particularly, I don't know, I felt kind of miserable. I think this one went by relatively quickly for me, though. So it's because I'm really looking forward to playing Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 once we finish this podcast.
Yeah. So. I did have a rather unique watch of the movie this week, as I sent you the picture of.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Because, yeah, a couple of weeks ago I had ordered, because my laptop broke when my dog knocked it off my table. I decided to order like a second monitor a few weeks ago, and it finally showed up yesterday. Uh-huh. And so I had Borat on both screens, and that was... That was a nightmare, honestly, like, especially because, like, one screen was, like, slightly ahead of the other for whatever reason. I think it was because, like, I had the Discord window in one and, like, the YouTube feed in the other, so it was, like, half a second between them, and it just, it was fucking with me. Turns out, Borat doesn't get any better when you have two screens in front of you.
No. That's like watching it in VR. Like, you get a VR headset and you put one Borat in each eye and you just immerse yourself in
the film. Oh, man. That's an idea.
That is an idea. It's a very bad idea, but it's certainly an idea.
Because I have one of those old, like, Google cardboards, you know, where it's just like... it's just a piece of cardboard with like a lens in it, and you just put your phone in it. So maybe next week I'll strap that to my head and watch Borat.
I swear to God, you would not be able to make it more than half an hour. I promise you, it would be so miserable.
I probably would. I would have to figure out some way to be able to do that while like being on the call with you.
Well, you know, just,
you know, like the last thing I want is for like us to have to watch it like separately
with yeah that's true. You'd be able to like sync them up maybe, but that's about as close as it would get.
I think that would probably be the easiest way to do it. Maybe just like have the visuals like strapped to my face and then just like have my headphones on plugged into my computer or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe I will do that next week.
Oh my god, you're gonna die.
Imagine like just you turn your head to look away and you just can't because you it's can't. Just three full you 360 can't. Degree Borat like
maybe I'll I don't know maybe if we're still doing this podcast a year from now I'll save up enough money to get a VR headset for my PC and watch Borat and You have to be able to do that, right? Like, put a movie in a VR headset.
There are programs that you like. There are some that like will like mimic the experience of being in like a theater or whatever.
I am imagining watching Borat in VR, and it is the mental image of it is so intense. It's giving me like heart palpitations. I can't do it. Like the idea of being in like a 360 degree like one of those IMAX like dome theaters where all your eyeballs can see is Borat is so fucking terrifying to me. I can't even imagine it without it causing me legitimate distress.
Oh god, yeah. I think the only way to do it in VR would be like use one of the apps that like simulates as if you're in a theater, you know, like as if you're in a chair watching like a fixed screen and you can look around and see the theater as opposed to like just full fucking 360 Borat.
I would only do that if they would also put in the sound effects of somebody like crunching popcorn behind me and like the sound of like people shuffling around in their seats.
Just somebody randomly like coughing once or twice during the movie. Yeah. A cell phone goes off at one point.
Yeah, it's gonna be the real experience.
Yeah.
It has to, like, reverberate, like stereo sound in this, like, almost empty theater.
Yeah. Oh, it would be just like when you went to see the final chapter.
Yeah. Resident. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. All right. I really have nothing else to say this week.
I'm done. I'm done all with... Right. I'm putting the lid on this bottle for another week.
All right. Well, Ben Ryan, you've been doing another podcast for a while. You've been doing some art streams lately. Let the folks know where they can find that.
Yeah. My other podcast is Emojidrome with Sylvia from Friends at the Table. we're in kind of a situation right now. Not like a bad situation, but we haven't recorded anything new in a couple weeks just because of, you know, gestures around everything.
Sure. Yeah.
But I do think that we are uploading our the first two episodes of our Patreon series, Hold This L About Death Note, to the Emoji Drome feed. So if you want to hear us talk about Death Note, that may or may not be up by the time this episode comes out. If not, it'll be around pretty soon. And then my Twitter is now at CurseGoat, and I am mostly posting about the protests right now, trying to do my best to help spread the word and such, but once things kind of, you know, settle down, which is not necessarily to say that they will settle down or should settle down, but at some point I will be probably doing more art streams, like you said, Niall. We did a Hank Hill drawing tutorial stream, which was very, very goofy, and I have that up on my Twitch, which I guess is twitch.tv/CurseGoat. Wow, I have really padded this out in the last couple weeks with shit I've been trying to do to keep myself busy.
Sure.
Niall, what are you up to these days?
You can find my video game stuff at videogamechoochoo.com. If you want to contact Borat Club, it's at Borat Club on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we got an email. We did.
Yeah.
BoratClubcast@gmail.com if you want to sound like this person, Rose, who has been on the show. Let me just pull up this email here. So last week, Ryan, we talked about our Hitman video game Borat level.
That feels like a month ago.
I know, right? Like, it feels like forever ago. And, you know, in the past, we've talked about, you know, Borat gacha games and stuff like that.
Yes.
So Rose, who has been on the show before, sent us an email just titled Borat Games last night. And I'm just going to read this in its entirety. It's not that long, but, you know. So she says, I know I've mentioned the idea for a Borat gacha game before, but your recent discussion about a Borat licensed work had me thinking again. With regards to Hitman, I can't believe neither of you brought up the bear when it comes to Hitman. You could either disguise Agent 47 as the bear, or if you wanted, you could be quirky, and you could even have the bear be a target. My true belief on what would actually happen if they made a licensed Borat game is they'd make something like Simpsons Hit and Run, a GTA-like. It would suck really bad, have weird knockoff voice actors, and it sucks ass. Everything I've thought about it sucks ass, and I hate it. Thanks. So she's very much right, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fairly on the money.
Yeah,
I think a Borat GTA game would be. I don't know, like I like the comparison to Simpsons Hit and Run
a lot,
where you're playing as Borat and you have to, like, shuttle everyone around, like I feel like you'd have to compress all the locations into one place, like,
you would, yeah.
Maybe there'd be a tutorial in, like, Kazakhstan or something, but then you'd be in this, like, weird amalgamation of, like, New York, Hollywood, and, like, Dallas and all that kind of stuff, where you'd just be, like, Azamat comes up and he's like, we have to get to the feminist meeting in 2 minutes, Borat. You gotta do the driving. Beep beep.
Yeah, I you know, the tutorial would have to be the driving instructor, right? Like,
yeah.
And I bet it would have, like, the same problems that Simpsons Hit and Run had, where it was just, like, complete bullshit. You know, like, where it was just completely broken and just, like, infuriating. It'd be like that, like those streams of people playing it and just, like, screaming in anger at, like, Bart or whatever, trying to find him, you know, as the time runs out.
I
really can see a Simpsons Hit and Run but Borat, and it's pretty terrifying.
It's pretty terrifying. I do like it a lot, though. Maybe we'll get some designers on board, make like one of those Bubsy fan sequels, like a Borat fan game. Where it's just, like, one level with, like, 5 missions.
Yeah, it'll be like, what was it, Bubsy Visits the...
The James Turrell retrospective.
Yeah.
It'll
be like that. Yeah, I guess that's, like, about it for Borat Club this week. Once again, solidarity with all the people who are out there suffering. If you can, please donate to your local group that is out there fighting the good fight. You know, we're with you. Stay safe out there, and, you know, we'll get through this together. Yeah, thank you as always for listening. If you enjoy the show, please tell a friend. Leave us a review wherever you get the podcast. And until next week and viewing number 31 of Borat.
A whole month of Borat, Niall. 31 viewings.
A whole month of Borat. More viewings of Borat than years I've been alive, or years I've been alive at this point. Yeah.
Well, God bless.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Take care. See you next week. Be careful.